Let's go right back to the phones, and let's go to Chris in Fort Collins, Colorado. And she has some questions about braces. Are you there, Chris?
I am. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. And so what's going on for you?
My son, he's 14, he needs braces,
okay,
according to the orthodontist,
okay,
and he does have some structural problems.
Okay.
I'm worried about interference fields and the metals that come in them,
well,
not to mention the retainer afterward.
Well, I'd make a couple of recommendations. First of all, you want to make sure that the retainer afterwards is not metal, and
okay,
hopefully he can make it out of Valplast or Dentsply. These are materials produced in accord with the German Baubiology, and these, you end up eating your retainer, and these are materials that won't hurt you versus acrylics and other materials that may have very serious health consequences. So you definitely want to make sure that's done. Second thing is you want to see how bad off he is. Are they certain he must use stainless steel to do this? Okay, if they have to, they'll do it. But when they're straightening them, my pet peeve with orthodontists is they make the teeth beautiful, but they make the structure very dysfunctional. And I'll translate to English. Basically, if you want to look at a competition athlete, they always have one quality. Any endurance competition athlete will always, when they bring the front, upper, and lower four teeth together, all the back teeth touch. So you want to talk to this guy and say, when I'm done with my son, and he has this beautiful smile, if he lines up the upper and lower front four teeth, will the back teeth touch? If the guy says no, you're looking for another orthodontist.
Okay?
Okay. And,
okay,
and if he could do it without stainless steel, that'd be great, but it depends on how much he has to move them, and it also, you know, there are other materials, but they may not be strong enough. So I'm not an orthodontist. I just know a disaster when I see one. And I would say that you definitely want to prevent that for your son. Okay?
Exactly.